Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus has over 100 names ascribed to him in the Word of God, over 100 of them. He's called the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd, the Bread of Life, the Water of Life. He's the Light. He's the Master. He's the Messiah. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Prince of Peace. We go on, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first. Over 100 names ascribed to him in the Bible. And yet, the Bible tells us that he has on his name written that no man knew but he himself. Why is that so important? Because Jesus Christ is indescribable. He's infinite. You can't put enough labels upon him. Our vocabulary can't contain how wonderful, how marvelous our Savior is. And it's interesting to see that he has a name that no man knew. He's way above us. By the way, aren't you glad about that? I got to move on. But he himself, verse number 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word of God speaks of his fullness and the deity of Jesus Christ. When it talks about, and his name is called the Word of God, most of you could quote this passage of Scripture in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now let me just take a little quick sideline here, and I'll chase this rabbit, but I promise I'll catch it. I'll catch it and come back. Okay. Decades ago, the Jehovah's Witness used a King James Bible, years ago, in the early 1900s to the mid-1900s. They used the King James Bible. But they had a real problem when they would read John 1:1. They do not believe that Jesus is God, very God. They don't believe that. So when they came to verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, that presented quite a problem. So they solved their problem by adding to the Word of God. And they put, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. That one little letter, that one little word changed everything. And they called it the New World Translation, and that's the Bible they use today. And that's just one example of how they changed the Word of God, to fit their theology, or so to speak. Listen, Jesus Christ is God, very God in the flesh. There's nobody like him. He's called, literally, he's called the Word of God. Verse number 14, John chapter 1, and the Word was made flesh, Jesus Christ, and dwelled among us. So he's called in Revelation chapter 19, the Word of God. Let me give you another one. We have some new folk here, and again, well, let me share this with you. Let me put it this way. The greatest, to me, one of the greatest passages of scriptures in the Bible that proves that Jesus Christ is God, very God, is found in the book of Hebrews chapter number 1. I mean, Jesus declares himself to be God in the Gospels. I and the Father are one. Thomas, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Oh, there's a lot of examples. The angel, Jesus declared himself to be God. The angels declared himself to be God. His name shall be called Counselor. Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. The Bible declares him to be God. The angels declared him to be God. The apostles declared Jesus to be God when Thomas said, my Lord and my God. But to me, the most defining verse in all Scripture is found in Hebrews, when God the Father declares Jesus Christ, his Son, to be God. And if God declares his Son to be God, who are we to say Jesus Christ is not God? In Hebrews chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he hath appeared heir of all things by the word which he made, who, being in the brightness of his glory, speaking of Jesus Christ, is that pushed out expressed image of the Father. That's why Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hebrews said he's the brightness of his glory, the expressed image, that character, an exact reproduction of the flesh of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Jesus Christ holds it all together by his spoken word. But then here in verse number 8, we find this passage, verse. But unto the Son he saith, God the Father is speaking, and he is speaking unto his Son, Jesus Christ. And God the Father tells Jesus this, thy throne, O God, is forever and forever. Now, if God the Father calls his Son God, who are we to say that Jesus Christ is not God? I told you, and I got to move on. I can tell you I'm not even going to get into the Battle of Armageddon this week. I'll have to do it next time I'm in the pulpit here. About those two Jehovah's Witness ladies who came a couple years ago. And by the way, there hadn't been nobody knocking on my door since. You know how they go around knocking on neighborhoods and all? I think they marked me because they don't come around no more. Matter of fact, I had had a couple phone calls from a fellow here in Winter Haven who tried to talk to me about, I let him talk, you know, his Jehovah's Witness thing. He called me twice. And I gave him this verse and he hung up on me. He didn't want to talk about it. These two ladies a couple years ago came knocking my door. I let them talk for about 5 minutes. They were talking about the kingdom and all the good things. And I said, let me share a verse with you. I shared this verse with them and I told them this same thing. Listen, if God, in a nutshell, Jesus declares himself to be God, you may not believe that. I said, the apostles declare Jesus to be God. I said, you may not believe that. I said, the angels declare Jesus to be God. And I quoted those scriptures and they knew the scriptures. I said, but when the Father, God, declares Jesus to be God, I said, who are you and who are me to say he's not God? And man, when I read them Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, they took off. And they ain't been back since. When we talk about here in Revelation 19, 1, he's called the Word of God. That's his name, one of his many, many, many names. There's nobody like Jesus. Then we find in verse number 16, again, I'll jump back, that he's called King of Kings and he's called Lord of Lords, speaking of his names. It speaks of Jesus' dominion and authority over all, and he has come to take it back. That's what the revelation of Jesus Christ is all about. There's different reasons of his coming. He's reclaiming Israel, the millennial reign of Christ. He's reclaiming this earth for himself. There are so many things. I can't wait till we get in the next couple of chapters as we see the millennial reign of Christ and the new heavens and the new earth. That's the purpose of the revelation. He's coming to take back what's rightfully his. When we began our study, I told you that the devil is nothing but a squatter. You know what a squatter is? A squatter is somebody who sits on somebody else's property and he just lives there and he wrecks it. He just tears it all up. It doesn't belong to him. Well, the devil is a squatter and the Lord one day is going to come and kick him out and reclaim what's rightfully his. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. It belongs to him. He created it. But because of Adam, and again, I won't go into all this. I have to move on. But because of Adam and Adam's sin, well, sin came and destroyed this earth, but one day God's going to put it all back together. Well, let's get back to verse number 14. Verse number 14. I have a note here. There's the Lord's transportation, for those of you who are taking the notes, in verse number 11. The Lord's transportation, he's riding on a white horse. In verses number 12 through 14, there's the Lord's exaltation and the names that are attributed to him. And then we see the Lord's vindication. Beginning in verse number 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday, September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Avenue Trio live in concert. That's going to be Sunday at 6 p.m., September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.